Depending on your favorites within your favorite medium, Mandy Patinkin has probably been a part of them. His television credits range from Chicago Hope to the new critically acclaimed Showtime series Homeland. Among his films are Yentl, Ragtime, and what many consider a classic, The Princess Bride. And for Evita, he and his co-star Patti LuPone won Tony Awards. He and LuPone are back together in a joint musical concert piece that comes to the Kauffman Center this week. And Patinkin isn't shy about his admiration for his co-star.
One of the great gifts of my life, to be able to do this work, and particularly to do it with the most extraordinary musical comedy human being of my generation, who is Patti LuPone. We've been friends forever, and to be up there with her is simply as good as it gets. You can't imagine. I wish the audience could just walk up on stage and be in my shoes to be with her. It is the best thing on the planet.
And when Patti LuPone was in Kansas City last September to inaugurate the opening of the Kauffman, she told KCUR that those feelings were mutual.
I love Mandy, and I love being on stage with Mandy. And we're doing our show that we've been doing for several years, actually, to Broadway. And directly after we close, we have a day off, and we fly back out here. So we should be in really good shape by the time we get out here, because we will have played 9 weeks in New York. And I love working with him. I just love being with Mandy, period.
The show is called An Evening with Patti LuPone and Mandy Patinkin. It originated from a concert they were asked to do together 9 years ago, and Patinkin recalls that he wanted it to be more than a cliched sing this, then sing that kind of show.
I particularly hate those kind of evenings. So I was ready to blow it off. And before I blew it off, I said to my piano player and collaborator, Paul Ford, who's been with me for 24 years, I said, look, before we blow this thing off, do you think we could put together a show that told a story so that it wasn't just, you know, a bunch of songs, but told a story and had a kind of figurative journey? And we could have it for the rest of our lives and keep changing it. And he said, yeah, I do.
What they created was a story and song about the different ways two people can meet and the possibilities that can spring from that encounter. Though they do revisit songs from their respective careers, they're also sampling shows like Carousel.
Time and again I would try to say, all I'd want you to know.
I asked Patinkin if he and LuPone were playing themselves, these characters, or a little bit of both.
In the end of the day, we are always ourselves. It's always Patti and Mandy being the people in South Pacific. We are Billy and Julie in Carousel. We are Charlie and Mary in Merrily We Roll Along. We are all those people, but we're also always Patti and Mandy. So the continuing nervous system link, the thread that runs through the entire evening, is that even though you're watching all these characters at different stages of their life go through this journey, you're also watching these two people named Patti and Mandy, who also met.
When people heard they were closing the show on Broadway on a Friday and bringing it to the Kauffman Center the following Tuesday, Patinkin would tell them that the Broadway run was merely the warm-up for Kansas City. Steve Walker, KCUR News.